Hi, beautiful soul. Welcome to your angel messages for the week starting June 17th all the way through till next Monday, the 24th. So I'm going to pull some cards for you that are going to give you the message for the week. And this is a really important, inspiring, light-filled week. It's a portal this week because we're coming up to the June solstice. And the angels have told me that the solstice this year, the June solstice this year, is an important moment of incredible light coming in. And the purpose of this wave of light coming through the angels and the archangels is for global healing, to heal the planet, and for individual and personal healing as well. And the healing that's being focused on by the angels and archangels and the divine source at this moment is to lift away anything that is dimming your light, restricting your inner power, anything that has been fear-based, lower energy, dark energy, negative. That includes low self-esteem, criticism and judgment, anywhere in which you've given your power away, maybe to another person that you thought, you know, sometimes we can give our power away to relationships thinking that they're the person that they're not. We can give our power away to people imagining that they know more than we do or that they know better than us, and we dismiss our intuition. And we can also give our power away just by thinking that we're not good enough. So if you've ever been through anything in your life, or perhaps through childhood, where you felt like, I'm not good enough, this person isn't giving me the love, the respect, the feeling of wholeness that I need, then that's a sign that you've lost your power. And so during the solstice, those cords are going to be cut and severed. Those dark energies are going to be washed away. And of course, we see this misuse of power, fear-based power, coming through in through the world as well, not just in our personal lives, but we see and feel it through jobs, through government, through all different ways that there's a misuse of power. There is a negative or lower energy or fear-based power in charge. And what this new light is doing is sweeping that away and replacing it with a more light-filled, true power. Because all true power comes from the divine. It comes from your soul. The fear-based power, you know, it's about greed. It's about an agenda. It's about undermining, or it's about negative thoughts. It's not about the positive. So that's what this solstice is about. So, of course, when you're in your power, you're standing in your power, you're ready to move forward. This means that then that fear that you have about shining your light, about opening your heart, about being who you really are in the world, that fear has gone away, and you're able to have confidence to move forward, to follow your intuition, to trust in the universe. All of that sort of negative energy that undermines you is gone, and you can find that courage that you need to really step out, step into your purpose, and be the authentic you. And I think when we see that dark power lifting away from the world, we start to see more peace, more harmony. We see fairness, justice, abundance. You know, when you've been working hard for a long time and you earn rewards for that instead of it being swept away or given to someone else, it's fairness, isn't it? So what you put out for comes back to you, and that's not interfered with by any lower or fear-based energy. So I'm really excited for this week, and I know that the angels are. We've got many, many more angels with us than usual, and we're going to be seeing lots of change, lots of positive change. So what does that mean for you? Let's ask the angels and connect with the angels. Archangel Uriel, who is one of the angels, the archangels that's overseeing the this shift, this new wave of energy coming in. And we're also working with Archangel Michael, and I'm using the Archangel Michael Sword of Light deck today to bring through a reading for you. So that was a jumping card. When a card jumps out like that, that's an extra message. So we'll pay attention to that. So angels, what guidance do you have for us this week? Now, they're definitely bringing me to the heart chakra. So we're doing a lot of healing this week around the heart. And you might feel that healing coming through in your relationships. Now, sometimes when we're healing heart and relationships, that can make shifts. You know, some people might drift out of your life, as in the relationship's over, or it doesn't fit, it's not in alignment with you anymore, or you get the blindfold stripped off and you see what you most need to see. Remember the saying, a reason, a season, or a lifetime. Not all relationships are meant to be with us all the way through. Some are here to walk us through an important life lesson. Some are here to walk us through, to help us, support us. Others just visit and then they leave. And then the others are the ones that stick around for a long time. So every relationship serves a purpose, a higher purpose. But sometimes when we're going through big changes like this, that's when our relationships start to shift and come into new alignment. The same can be said of things like jobs, any kind of contract, maybe the house that you're living in, maybe it's another kind of contract where you find there's a shift, a changing of the guard with the situations and people that you've been used to. And what you have to do is trust, stay grounded, keep speaking to your angels, stay protected, and just know that you are being shifted for your highest good. I know sometimes there's going to be grief there. I'm not saying don't feel it, don't bypass it. You've got to feel your feelings. You've got to feel your feelings to be able to heal them. But if you're noticing changes happen, or you're feeling drawn to something or drawn to walk away from something, that's because your vibration is changing. You're being shifted to a higher level. All right, beautiful. So let's see what the angels have to say. Now, that first jumping card that came out, this is an Archangel Michael deck, but we have Archangel Gabriel. And Archangel Gabriel is the angel who helps us with creativity, speaking our truth, getting our message out into the world. So if you're a writer, then, you know, you can ask Archangel Gabriel to help you. Also helps you with career and stuff that's really involved with your soul, life purpose, you know, why you came here, who you came here to be. And this card is a number 25. It shows the sword and the trumpet. The sword is Archangel Michael's symbol and the trumpet is Archangel Gabriel's symbol. And it says, put your creative energy into action. Archangel Gabriel and Michael are working together to spark your creativity, to help you to communicate what you really want and motivate you to create something beautiful and amazing. So think about, this is a new wave of energy coming in. You can use that energy to serve your highest good. So what is it that you want to create? Remember to be super clear with your vision and communicate your vision. Tell the angels what it is that you want. Be really clear. Don't be general. You know the saying, be careful what you wish for, because sometimes what we wish for comes really, really quickly and we go, oh, I forgot to ask for that. All right, that's exactly what I asked for, but it wasn't really what I wanted. Tell the truth to yourself first and then your angels about what you really want. Call in Archangel Michael and Gabriel. All you need to do is say, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, please be with me to help me set my intentions. And then say aloud or in writing, get really clear on what you want. And the angels are going to help you to manifest it, to bring about something beautiful. You know, I work with people who are ready to bring their spiritual businesses into reality, to launch and grow their spiritual businesses. And I was talking to some clients in the last few days who are setting up their spiritual businesses. And they were saying, well, I feel like I haven't been doing enough. But actually what they've been doing is the groundwork. They've been visualizing, thinking about, talking about how they want their businesses to look, feel like for them as well as their clients, what kind of clients they want, where they want to work, how they want to work. And that's, groundwork is important because that means you're building a solid foundation. Whereas if you just throw yourself into it and go, oh yeah, whatever, then you know, you're going to have to move a lot of chess pieces around to get it to how you want. And you might build something you don't like. And then when you come out the other side, you've got to do a lot of work to get it to where you want it to be. So that's kind of where we're at with this solstice energy, this golden light energy, where we are with the ascension energies at the moment is you're in creative mode, manifesting something beautiful. Please don't rush it. Make sure it's heart-centered. Make sure it fits with your vision and your purpose, your path. Make sure it aligns with self-care and peace. Really important too, right? You don't want to manifest something that is not peaceful. Now, what do we just say? It's heart-centered. This is your first card, the current situation. There's new energy coming in for you to use. And with that comes a lot of change. But also imagine that all the things you've been praying for, asking for, manifesting in the last few weeks and days is suddenly going to show up on your doorstep. Now, if your heart is closed, if you're guarded, if you don't really believe that it's coming, you don't believe in yourself, if your expectations are low, if you're a bit feeling jaded by life, that's kind of putting a curtain over your heart at the very least. At the very most, it's like a guardrail. What do you think is around your heart? Is your heart wide open? Is there a curtain? Is there a brick wall? Is there a rickety fence? The angels are saying to you, we need to knock this fence, curtain, wall over and open your heart so that you can receive what it is that we're delivering to you. Now, what really caught my eye here is the 22. I can't tell you how many 222s I've been seeing in the last 6 weeks. It's every time I go out of the house, I see 222 on everything. So this means keep the faith. What you want is manifesting. Keep the faith. What you want is manifesting. You know, sometimes we go, oh, it's not coming, and we just kind of give up. Don't give up. If you have given up, restart the process again. We're in a powerful week. Remember, you can do that. Set some time aside. Write your manifestation list, your wish list, make some affirmations. Go and grab one of my old, it's not old, it's recent, but my past attunements and activations for manifesting that are up on my website. You can buy the replays and go through the whole process again. Or if you've already purchased them, go and check out the replays on your account. Now, part of opening your heart is remembering that you are a divine being of the divine. You are a divine being of God. You are a spiritual being having a physical experience. Treat yourself as such. If a spiritual being came and landed down next to you and said, I'm here to help you, would you be rude? Would you judge them? Would you tell them off? Would you criticize and pick at them? Or would you be like, oh, wow, would you just be kind of in awe and have respect and love for them and gratitude? Yeah, I reckon it would be number two. You'd be giving them loads of respect and love. The reason I'm saying this is, do you treat yourself like that? It's time to treat yourself like that. Stop judging yourself and stop judging other people. It creates a curtain over your heart. You know, we can see it in front of our eyes. I really believe that's part of the reason we've been given social media, like a spiritual reason, is that we can see how we want to be and how we don't want to be. We know that those people who are trolling, who are being mean, are coming from a place of judgment and criticism. Their hearts are closed. No one is perfect. No, find me a person on earth who is perfect from that ego perspective. In the divine's eyes, in your angel's eyes, you are already perfect, whole, and complete. There's nothing wrong with you. Of course, we're here to learn and grow, and of course, we will make changes, and we're always trying to improve the way we think and the way what we give to the world. But no one is perfect, so stop holding yourself to impossible standards and judging yourself and putting yourself down. Part of life is failing, trying and failing, because you learn every time you fail. Making mistakes because you learn every time you make a mistake. Stop taking responsibility for things that weren't your fault. Stop carrying that guilt. No one is perfect. Stop judging yourself and others. Let healing come in to help you. You know, if you're judging, you've put a hard shell around yourself and nothing good can come in. You've got to let go of judgment. It's just like, it's kind of like standing in front of a hall of mirrors and trying to insult everybody in the mirror, right? Everything you send out comes back to you. So even if you're judging somebody famous, or you're judging someone down the street, or you're judging how someone is dressed, that little piece of energy is going to come back and find you. And that, we can't judge people in a vacuum. So heart open. Have a break from judging. All right. Oh, my goodness. We have two cards about prayer. What are the chances? Did you read my blog and my newsletter article last week, go back and read it. You'll find it in on my Instagram page, or you'll find it on my website. Prayer is what the angels are asking us to use. If you feel like you've miscreated something, maybe you've been judgy, maybe you've been putting yourself down, maybe you've manifested something that you don't like, and you're like, oh, how did that happen? Use prayer. If there's someone going through something you don't know how to help them, pray. If you need some help manifesting, pray. If you're feeling unwell, pray. This is a mudra. Send the light, hold it to your heart, and call on the angels to assist you. It's really the most powerful way. And you've been asked to do this twice. Prayer can move mountains. Reach out to the divine with all of your concerns and allow miracles to unfold. And this one says your prayers are being answered by the divine and answers are coming soon in ways that you don't expect. So prayer is your superpower this week. There's no such thing as an accidental coincidence, right? Everything is perfectly aligned in divine order. So if the angels are telling us to pray last week and this week, it's all meant to be. So our final card, and this is the thing with keeping your heart open, is don't settle for less. When you're manifesting, when you're asking for what you want, go for the most joyful, best outcome you can imagine instead of like, oh, that will do. Where have you been accepting less than you really want and deserve in your life? It's time to do an upgrade. We're in an upgrade situation right now. So if you're ready to let go of self-judgment, low self-esteem, guilt, criticism, the way other people have treated you badly, if you've been feeling undermined, like your light has been dimmed, or in any way you're not finding the courage to step forward, you really want to, you feel like something's holding me back, join me for the solstice event on Friday. So it's Friday Australia time. It will be Thursday in the US. And we're going to do 90 minutes on Zoom. It's the angelic activation for the solstice, and we're going to be streaming golden light with the angels into Mother Earth as a global healing. We're also going to be doing some healing and deep clearing and cleansing for you. We're releasing those cords, those tendrils of fear that have been holding you back, so you can be the brightest, shiniest, best version of yourself. We're going to lift a lot of heavy energy that you've been taking on for others. I know you've been working hard and doing the best you can, and this is going to give you a huge boost. So please, please join me. The link is in the caption or the comments, and I can't wait for this powerful event. We're going to do a channeled guided meditation with the angels. So I can't wait for that. Please join me, and I will see you on Friday. And have a beautiful week. Remember, you're manifesting something amazing. Use that energy wisely and ask your angels for help. Angel blessings. Please leave a comment and follow and subscribe.